Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 21st. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 2 cents at 661 and three quarters, May wheat up a penny and a half at 669 and a quarter, and May beans down 7¾ cents at 1489 and three quarters. Options expire today. I still think there's a relatively good chance that we'll see May beans try to go right for the $15 strike. So all the $15 puts and calls expire worthless there. But, on Monday, it looked like it would be very difficult to get down there. Not only have we gotten down there, we've taken it out by a dime. So we'll have to see how the market reacts here today. I think they've kind of overdone the selling, particularly in Kansas City wheat. They've really hammered it the last 3 days on better rains looking for a lot of Kansas. Yesterday, it looked like they were going to have good rains Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. On my model, they've taken out the rains on Wednesday and Thursday, left rains in Tuesday. Is that going to be enough to make the crop? I really don't think so. So I think we've hammered Kansas City wheat more than, as of last night, almost 70 cents off the highs. And I think considering the problems that they're having there, it's just way too much. The old crop, new crop spreads continue to act really pretty well. May, July corn, not that that's old crop, new crop, but it's old crop, old crop, was closed at its highest level yesterday, up 2 cents. I still believe that old crop corn and beans have got some running room here yet. The beans, July, November beans broke about a dime off its highs, but considering the beans broke the better part of 40 some odd cents out here, it wasn't too bad on the old crop, new crop spreads. And again, I think they've overdone that. We currently have crude oil up 80 cents a barrel. That should firm things up a little bit here. The dollar is a little bit lower down to 101.41, down 15 ticks. So I think we're going to see a little bit of a rally here today. And again, I just wouldn't want to be short old crop corn or beans anytime soon. I still think December corn probably has the weakest row ahead of it. But, they're talking some very cold weather in a lot of the country, temperatures, getting down, to that 28-degree mark, which will do some damage for anything that's come out of the ground. There was a hailstorm in southern central Illinois. One farmer I talked to said he's going to have to replant everything. So I think there are some problems out there, and I think this break has been a little bit overdone. Romania said that it's not going to ban Ukrainian grain. We kind of knew that yesterday, and then Poland has resumed transit of Ukrainian grain. So, I think the Russians are playing their usual games out here. And I think when it's all said and done, the Russians will sign something, but they'll squawk all the way there. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.